I'm going to walk around the yard and see how far it works. It'll cut out if we switch access points.
Larice Egli and I are standing in the middle of the boatyard watching a Katy Perry video on her phone.
Scared to rock the boat. Oh my God, I can't believe I picked that.
The internet for that video, she tells me, is coming from the top of the facilities building about 15 yards away.
Up there, you see that white box with the antennas? That's an access point for Wi-Fi, so we're actually broadcasting internet throughout the boatyard.
Egli is the owner-operator of Networks Portals. The idea behind it is simple. She says fishermen, processors, these seasonal residents all want to get on the internet sometimes to keep in touch with loved ones, to wrap up loose ends from school, maybe to Google how to fix a mechanical problem. But so far, Egli says, their options for getting online in Naknek have been limited.
There's free Wi-Fi over at the library. There's most of the processors, I believe, offer Wi-Fi, but they block a majority of high usage sites like YouTube, and you know, you can't really download music. But nobody else really has the interest in providing internet based on what people are going to use, because they're all looking at the bottom line of what it costs to provide it.
In Egli's business model, you buy a certain amount of data and it's good for a month. Her rates start at $35 for 1 gigabyte and go up to $340 for 20 gigs. She thinks her system can handle several dozen users at once, but figuring out how to build that capacity within a boatyard has been tricky.
You know, every one of these metal buildings creates interference. Every welder that's running creates interference. When these fans turn on, the refrigeration fans at all these processors, that creates interference. Every one of these boats is made out of metal. I mean, it's an interference nightmare. So it's, I'm really actually impressed with the problem solving that me and my communications crew have been able to do to mitigate that.
She explains the signal is set up in an arcing pattern. It shoots out over the top of the boats and comes down in an umbrella formation. So for the first time, and for a price, the fastest internet in the yard could be on the deck of a drift boat. I got the eye of the tiger. Reporting in Naknek, I'm Hannah Colton.